My name is Matthew. I was there on the streets of Jerusalem as the crowds cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." They waved palm branches and actually laid their coats on the road as Jesus entered the holy city on, of all things, a young colt. Later that week, we met with him in an upper room to celebrate the feast of the Passover. He said the Passover bread and wine were really his body and blood, broken and spilt for us. It wasn't until his resurrection that we truly understood what he meant. My name is Peter, and I was there. After we sang a hymn, we made our way to a garden called Gethsemane. Jesus asked us if we could stand watch and pray for him. Pray for him. He came back several times and found us asleep. Just then, an armed mob appeared, and Judas, one of our own, kissed Jesus on the cheek to confirm that he was the one they were looking for. They hauled Jesus off to be judged by the Sanhedrin and then by Pilate, the governor, who allowed the crowd to pressure him into sentencing Jesus to death. But first, they pressed a crown of thorns on his head, scourged him with a whip, and beat him until I could barely recognize him.
Scornful me so rough.
I am a centurion. I oversaw the execution of 3 Jewish criminals. We crucified them on crosses outside the city of Jerusalem. The man in the middle had a sign above his head that read, "The King of the Jews." Some of the religious leaders complained to the Romans to take down the charges, but Pilate refused. Even though people hurled insults at him and cursed him, Jesus looked up to heaven and said, "Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they are doing." Then he cried out in anguish like I'd never heard, as if he was bearing the sins of the whole world. As he died, the sky went black and the earth shook. Surely this was the Son of God. I was there, on a cross, beside Jesus. I deserved it. He didn't. I was a thief, a rebel, lawless. And yet, he forgave me. God's Son forgave me. He said, "Today, you will join me in paradise." And I did.
He set aside his beauty, he set aside his majesty, to carry all our sorrows, to come and bear our griefs. when we like sheep had gone astray. The man of sorrows made the way, crushed for our iniquities, his suffering brought us peace. With his wounds and by his stripes, we can enter paradise. This is the price of mercy. This is the price he paid to win the hearts of all his people. One day we'll be with him. Because of one we now are saved, the King of glory made a way, crushed for our iniquities, his suffering brought us peace. With his wounds and by his stripes, we can enter paradise. Oh, praise the Lamb who has been slain. His blood has opened heaven's gate. His cross is calling all to come to dwell with Father, Spirit, Son. For our iniquities, his suffering brought us peace. With his wounds and by his stripes, we can enter paradise. We can enter paradise.
Thank you. My name is Mary, Jesus' earthly mother. I was there when he took his first breath, and there when he breathed his last. Nothing could be worse than having your child taken from you, ridiculed, tortured, and then murdered. Yet all along, Jesus kept saying, "No one takes my life from me. I lay it down willingly. For there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for another." As evening approached, we were surprised that Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. When he learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb.
Carry him gently, my baby. Carry him gently, my child. Carry him far from suffering. Let him rest, let him rest for a while.
Let him rest, let him rest
for a while.
For a while.
I gave him love as a baby. I shared his joy as a child.
My name is Mary Magdalene. Jesus had delivered me from a life of sin and suffering, so I was determined to be there for him no matter what. On the third day, my friends and I returned to the tomb where Jesus had been laid in order to finish preparing his body for burial. As the sun was rising, we were shocked to see that the stone covering the tomb had been rolled away, and even more bewildered when an angel said that Jesus had risen from the dead. As we trembled with fear, he told us to tell his other disciples the good news.
With agony, laid in a grave.
My name is John. I was a disciple, and Jesus was my closest friend. From the very first day, we were there, taking it all in. We heard it with our own ears, saw it with our own eyes, verified it with our own hands. The Word of Life appeared right before our eyes. We saw it happen. And now, we're telling you, in most sober prose, that what we witnessed was, incredibly, this. The infinite life of God Himself took shape before us. We saw it, we heard it, and now we're telling you so you can experience it along with us. This experience of communion with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Our motive for writing is simply this. We want you to enjoy this too.
Jesus.
My name is Jim, and I'm pastor of this church. I, too, am a witness to the resurrection. You see, I trusted Jesus as my Savior, and He's living in me right now. And the same power that raised Christ from the dead can help us become the people God created us to be. This is the good news of Easter. God gave His Son so that we might become His children. And God raised His Son from the dead to prove that He is our all-loving, all-powerful Father. Jesus is alive and worthy of our praise.
There's never been a heart so forgiving. He's never been in love.